This case actually brings up another paper in the Harvey Pass Journal Club I forgot to ask you about before, related to surgery on lung mets.
Yes.
And I should tell you that actually we're in the middle of this monstrous project for over a year now, working with Peter Ravden on a new education program for adjuvant looking at surgery for liver mets and colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been like completely imbued with this idea of surgery. Actually, we're calling the thing Met Resect. And hopefully someday we could bring in lung and these other things. But can you comment a little bit about the paper that you were commenting on in your editorial there about resection of lung mets and what your point was again in that editorial?
Right. That was a paper in JTO, and it was sort of a let's look at another series of lung metastases from a European cohort and see whether it's sort of like the International Registry, which is the gold standard paper that Ugo Pastorino put us all together and did in the late 1990s, early 2000s.
Now, these are all types of primaries?
Yes. And indeed, it again showed that there were certain parameters that patients did seem to derive benefit. Of course, it's not a randomized trial as to looking at surgery for a single metastasis versus some other therapy or chemotherapy, although most of these patients, one of the things that you say to these patients is that they have no further chemotherapy options. And it really did reinforce the fact that, yes, you can do this, you can do it safely. Patients who have small numbers of nodules, specifically one, seem to do the best, and patients who have melanomas don't seem to do very well. But for patients with sarcomas, those patients, osteosarcomas, they seem to do very well. So I think that it's nice to have some sort of validation of this, but again, we don't have the answers. Now, is this the situation where for single or a couple of mets, documented SBRT or RFA may be a good option? Absolutely. And that's being looked at. But to answer that question, which is in the editorial, we got to do the trials. We've got to be able to identify the patients and then do the trials to compare the two to see which is better and which is more cost effective and to see which is best for the patients. But that's in the future.
Yeah, trials are tough when surgery is involved. And I don't even think there's actually been a phase 3 study looking at liver mets and colon cancer. There have been European studies, but one of the things that's come out of that, and I wonder whether it applies to your types of patients with the lung mets, is trying to assess the biology. And of course, you can see how long it's been since they had their diagnosis, but trying to assess the biology, but also maybe whether or not they have something that can respond to systemic therapy. And in colon, they talk about, particularly the Europeans, well, let's give them pre-op therapy, see whether or not they respond. We'll see if they declare themselves with other meds, you know, other places before we commit them to surgery. Does that kind of strategy make sense for lung mets?
Neil, that actually takes me back, I mean, to my days of the NCI. We felt that kids seem to respond better to chemotherapies than adults. And that's because, of course, we're dealing with adult soft tissue sarcomas versus the children, the pediatric sarcomas. And indeed, if you put them on MAID and they had innumerable mets, you would invariably have patients, kids, that would have a nice response. You'd be left with a couple of metastases and you would operate on those patients and you were able to do a complete resection. Part of it is figuring out what is the agent that you can give, say, to the adult population that's going to be a winner so that then you could potentially decrease the volume of metastases so then you could possibly do some sort of local operation. But I agree with you. We're limited now by our lack of understanding in a lot of cases of the nature of metastases and exactly then what to treat with.
Well, also in my fantasy with the tissue and all is a complete electronic database of every single patient and what happens to them so that you could pull up every single patient who had this and just see kind of what happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I guess I don't know if we could get a little bit of that bailout money to, you know, do that.
Exactly.
Not likely.